Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. Do you want more? Too often as women, and especially as mothers, we feel lost. We've lost our life, ourselves. We've forgotten what we like to do, what we can do. Today, I want to change that, help you to understand how you ended up here and start now to rediscover yourself and get out of this rut. Because, and this is really important to understand, you can change your life. It doesn't have to be permanent. So firstly, you don't suck. That's right. I'm talking to you and I'm telling you, you don't suck. I know that you go through days on end feeling like you're failing. You get to the end of the day, you feel exhausted. But when you pause, you also realize you haven't done anything really meaningful. It's been errands. You feel like you're in the mud and there isn't a clear way forward. You feel guilty that you feel this way. You're doubting everything about yourself and wondering if you can ever change it. How do I know this? Because I've been there too. I had evenings where I cried because I couldn't see what I could do. I had days where I just didn't want to get going because what's the point? I've been where you are. The really ugly truth is, this is a normal stage of life for many women. You find yourself wondering, is this it? Is this what my life is going to be from now on? Is this all there is? So stop right now. Stop beating yourself up. Stop being so tough on yourself. You are a wonderful person. You're an amazing lady. What you're experiencing is normal, but it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be permanent. How did you end up here? Well, it was pretty simple, really. You had a career, you had children, you got busy serving everyone else. You want to show up and serve your family. You want to be good, frankly, a great mum. You give everything to make sure all their needs are met. You focus on ensuring their wants are met. You do everything. And in the process, you lost track of you. You lost sight of who you are. You forgot what you like to do. You lost confidence in yourself and what you can do. You let your dreams fade away and focus on your family. Not on purpose. None of us realize it's actually happening. It's just a natural slide. But, and this is a big but, the reality is you can't serve your family well if you are not in a good space yourself. Have you noticed that you're a bit snappy? Have you noticed that you yell more than you would like to? Have you noticed the small things tip you over the edge? Maybe you're a bit sarky with your husband. These are signs that you need to make a change. You can change and continue to serve your family, but in a better, more positive way. You can make positive personal changes in your life and have a better connection with your family. How? By rediscovering what you're good at, by looking at everything you do and can do and identifying your strengths and how your strengths can serve you. I'm not good at anything. Does this sound familiar? Is this the soundtrack that's been playing in your mind? Take a moment and recognize the amazing woman you are. Recognize how hard you work for your family, carrying the mother load day in, day out. See your amazing talents that you've lost sight of them just for a moment. And I know you're scoffing. I can hear it. Amazing, whatever. We're all very quick to flick away a compliment. In fact, I'm willing to bet when someone pays you a compliment, you very quickly rebut it with a negative joke about yourself. Think for a moment. How did you react to the last compliment you received? Were you gracious with a thank you? Or did you say, it's nothing? When we lose sight of ourselves, we lose sight of our skills and our strengths, we move to a point where we struggle to accept a compliment. So how do you rediscover your skills and strengths? Start by writing down all the skills and experiences you have. Grab your journal, piece of paper, whatever, write it down. Sit with it for 10 minutes. Explore everything you do, all the skills you use. Think about planning the family's social calendar, all the extracurricular things. Planning, organizing, communicating, delegating. These are skills. Think about negotiating with your daughter. No, you can't have a mobile phone just because everyone else does. What skills does this require? Listening, judgment, communication, negotiation, debate, problem solving. You get my drift. Think about everyday life and the skills you use without even thinking about it. Then consider any special skills you have. Drawing, writing, speaking, interior design. Write down everything you can do. Think about what you do every day at work. And if you're in no longer in paid work, what did you do? What skills did that require? Once you've spent some time developing your list, then you can use a highlighter or a different color pen and work out which are your key strengths, two or three. Ask family, ask friends. Get them to share what they believe your strengths are. Their answers might actually surprise you. Perhaps these are some of these are things that you forgot about. Perhaps some you use without thinking. Maybe you've lost confidence in how you use them. It's important, though, that you rediscover your strengths because you are capable of a lot. You are good at lots of things. So change that soundtrack in your mind to one of celebration. Knowing your strengths will increase your self-awareness. It gives you a new appreciation for your traits. People who understand their strengths have a better grasp of what makes them unique and how their personality impacts the people around them. More specifically, knowing what you're good at will help you make better decisions every day. And knowing your strengths will, for instance, help you become more resourceful in difficult moments. When you have clarity on your strengths, you focus on the right things. You focus on the things that have the biggest impact in your life. In addition, you're going to save time and energy because you're focusing on the things that bring the greatest returns to you and your family. If you're clear about your strengths, they can serve you by allowing you to contribute more value to others and the world around you. So if you're wondering how your strengths serve you, ask yourself these two questions. Again, in your journal or on a piece of paper, write them down and explore what it means to you. The first question is, how do I want my strengths to show up in my life? And the second question is, how do I want to use my strengths to serve others? Knowing your strengths will allow you to make smarter choices and decisions about your life, your career, your goals, your circumstances. If this is resonating with you, then I invite you to start now to make some decisions on your year ahead. And I want to support you to do this. I want you to know not only what it is you want, but to have a plan for how you're going to achieve it. This is the last week you can sign up for my free masterclass, Roar into 24. In this masterclass, we'll explore what you truly want, personally and professionally. You'll set meaningful goals that are achievable, yet support you to live your best year. It's pre-recorded, so you can enjoy it in your own time at your own pace. In fact, there's a dedicated workbook, and there'll be moments where I suggest you pause and complete the activities to get the most out of the masterclass. Go to theleaptolead.com/masterclass, and I'll put that link in the show notes.